Yo, what's up, everybody?
I hope that you are ready. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
Freleon, our subprime hero.
And we are Brewing Solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
Oh, man.
Go ahead and get your brew ready, take a sip, and let's get ready to enjoy the ride. We got a very, very, very special guest that's in the cafe with us today. And we're so pumped up. We actually got a couple guests. We're going to get a word from our sponsor here shortly. But before we do, go ahead and tag, share, all that good stuff.
Call
a car guy, call a car gal.
Please do.
Put your name in there, and let's get ready to brew some solutions. Get ready for this. Give focus and flying. Once again, remember all of the incredible people that have been to the cafe, Brewing Solutions.
You know it.
Here's a little glimpse of
all
the cool characters.
Our guest is on this video, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, he's up. He's on here too.
Yes, he is.
Both of our guests.
Hopefully you've been sharing it all around.
Please do.
Make sure that you get a couple of solutionaries to jump in here with you and with us. I'm pumped up. I mean, I'm
super
ready.
Pumped up this morning.
Got to get the stretches on.
Folks, you know,
I'm just ready to laugh.
You know, our show is a lot of fun. You know, the first thing we want to do is obviously bring up our sponsors. You know,
that's right.
Sponsors. First one we have.
Elite FI Partners.
Man, they are a great group of people. Michael Offmuth and his company up there are doing some amazing stuff. So go make sure you go to www.elitefipartners.com. Check them out. They got a lot of cool videos. They got some testimonials. They have everything that you need to get going, to get you excited about their business. And then, of course, the man, the myth, the legend. We do have somebody here from the Think Ad Group, www.thinkadgroup.com. Man, you got to think before you add group.
That's right.
All right.
I'd like to welcome Justin Searle from the Think Ad Group.
Here he is.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning as we get ready to announce our next guest.
What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. I was just out in the daytime this morning, take my little walk around the neighborhood, and I was just thinking about the ads that we're going to Brew Solutions to you with. Actually, I have a confession to make.
What's that?
Well, since Justin, who is myself, his beard is itching me like crazy, I'm not Justin.
What is this?
Oh, my God.
You sure that's not Justin? You look
Holy
just like
beard.
Him. Oh, my God. Well,
Michael Larkin.
We have Michael Larkin in the house.
Oh.
Yeah, surprise.
Speaking of Michael Larkin.
You know, there's only so much a guy can take. Thank God. Thank God that Halloween is in the fall, because I could have never sweat through this. Oh, look at you guys.
Yeah, we're trying to get like you. We're ready to do this together.
Let's do this together, folks.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
Boom.
As Fred says, do it, it's sexy.
Oh,
it is. Hey, that video you did with the for the Elite FI Partners, man. It was the flip was good, but it's the smirk afterwards that gets everybody, dude. I don't think there's a person who watched that video that didn't go, "Oh, dude, that's a good one." That was really good. No, I'm glad to have you here this morning. You know, we've had you on the show before, but we've never had you exclusive as the guy on the show. You know, we appreciate you for being here. We're excited to have you here. You're a great person. You definitely always, every time I talk to you, every time I watch a video of yours, I always leave with a bigger smile than I've started with. And it's there's something uncanny about that, how you can do that to people. And you've been doing that since day one. I've always said that. I said, man, if he wasn't doing what he does, he should be a stand-up comedian. He's got that personality where people would just be drawn into him. Like, okay, this guy, he's got something. So we're excited to have you here, man. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, world.
Good morning, everybody.
All you solutionaries out there.
Jason, good morning, Paul.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining the cafe. We are excited about the solutions that we're brewing. Speaking of solutions, you can go ahead and get you some of the brew that we have out there if you go to carguycoffee.com. We are sipping on some of the best. Again, folks, this is not base model coffee. If you got a car guy, you got a car gal you want to give a good gift to, give them a good cup of Car Guy Coffee.
Yes.
It will seriously upshift and uplift their day. Send them a little message right on the bag. Do something. You know, get people pumped up. We are going to release some discounts on some of the holiday specials that we have going on, so pay attention to some of that. But again, we got some great things going on. Speaking of next level stuff, we also have Jason from NextSale that you can get information for. Just tell him that you heard about us talking about NextSale, and I promise you, he's going to hook you up like you wouldn't believe. And this is also not just going for the dealers, for you salespeople out there that want a serious solution, but don't want to wait for your dealer to make a decision. You can make a decision today to find out how to get your next sale by actually going and just messaging us or messaging Jason directly about your next sale.
That is, it's important because, you know, once you get done with this one, you got to get ready for the next
one. That's right.
So, and that's
the next one.
Yeah.
We got the next guest on the show today, Michael Larkin. Yes. Right? He is coming in by way of Justin Searle, which is actually how we got connected together, right? Through the think tank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fans. The think tank. I love the think tank.
Me too, brother. Me too.
What? Yeah. Back in March was the first, back before St. Patrick's Day, I believe, or was around that time.
Yeah, it was right around there. Yeah.
Right. That everything shut down, of course. This is a weird time, right? I mean, we're all worldwide going through the same thing, you know?
And no doubt.
it's weird, but, you know, before COVID, I was, you know, trucking right along. And then when COVID hit, well, I had to pivot, and I knew it. I had to pivot because I'm in the digital marketing world, and what's the first thing that gets cut because of the bead counters? They always cut marketing because the big companies and medium companies look at it as an expense, but they're cutting their nose off to spite their face because what's bringing in their money is the sales guys. But their phone isn't ringing anymore because you cut the marketing. So, you know, it was a vicious cycle for a number of months. And being around like-minded people, that made all the difference. That saved my business.
Yeah. No doubt about it. You saved your business too. You know, as much as everybody getting together and doing what we did really helped, but it really starts inside you. You know, do we need outside sometimes energy to get us focused a little bit more, to keep us courageous and to keep us motivated? Yes, it helps. Accountability is really beautiful. To have people who support you and everything you do is really amazing. But really, you can have all that, and we've seen it, and still not get things done, and still not grow, still not pivot, still not do those things. So it's kudos to you, Michael, for doing those things. You're a great person, and, you know, having you on the show to me is I'm excited to have you here, for one. But, you know, I always felt like you were part of the show anyway. You know, like, to me, as like Car Guy Coffee, Think Tank, all this stuff, Mike Larkin is an entity of that. And so we're so glad to have you here. I'm so glad to be able to share your story with other people. And I'm really excited to get to know you even just a little bit more than I already do. You know, you've been one of those guys that even, you know, no matter how busy you are, you reach out to us. No matter how much you got going on, you reach out to us. If we put a post out, you're always making a comment. I love that, and I appreciate that, like, more than you know. Mike, you're probably, and I don't want to use the word fan, because we're friends, right? But you're one of the biggest fans we have. You're out there. Every time we do something, you're always making sure you comment. If we're doing a live stream and you're around, I know you're there. I see you. I mean, I appreciate that, you know, and I mean that. And I mean that so much. It means so much to me as a guy who is trying to pivot and grow and do these things during this time. To have somebody that does what you do and acts the way you do means a lot. It shows that, you know, we're reaching out to the right people and that we know that people are being affected by it. Same way as how you're doing. By you doing what you do, and you know you do this, because you do it not just for us. You do it for everybody that you love, and I see that. Mm-hmm. And you're doing it at such a great and high level with so much good enthusiasm that it's just so contagious that I think other people are feeding off that too. So I think you're affecting people more than you know, even though you probably do know you are, but it's deeper than you think. So thank you so much. Appreciate you for being here this morning, Michael. I'm excited to do this five-liner with you, Michael. Let's gonna do and have some fun. Man, absolutely. You know all about it, but before we do, and I know you've already done this before, but before we do anything, we always do our 3 F's, right?
You know. Absolutely.
All right, so I'm gonna have a little break that down for us.
So you know the deal, Michael. There's a lot that gets in our way. There's a lot that gets on our shoulders. There's a lot of weight that we take on and we carry that we're not supposed to. Just like the weight of big decisions, just like the weight of fear, just like the weight of anything else in our life, we have to wipe that off our shoulders and we have to forgive. And you've been a great example of being that kind of a solutionary once again while you're flying with us. But then you have to focus, right? You have to focus on who you want to help. You have to focus on what it is that you want to get done. You have to focus on what you got to get done today to move your business forward. And if your business is like your business, you help other businesses get where they're trying to go, right? You help to lay a track for them. You have to stay laser focused on helping the people that you are dedicated to helping. And then once you're focused on where it is you want to go, you set sail and boom, you fly. You fly to higher levels than you've ever dreamed. And once you're the people that you're trying to fly with go there with you and you're flying next to them, then boom, we're all growing. We're all going to different heights. So let's get excited to forgive, focus, and fly together. Car guys and car gals, if you're in the car, do it one-handed. But if you're with us right now on three, one, two, three,
forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing. Keep growing.
Yeah, get it. All right, here we go. So excited.
Yes, sir. That was good.
But seriously, this solutionary right here is somebody that is finding a way to be successful in a tumultuous time because he's so focused on helping other people get the data, get the marketing tools that are needed to get there. His heart is there. He's a pro at it, just consider him like a master mechanic in his field, right? And this is a bridge that car guys are starting to have to learn how to do. There was a lot of money that was spent in marketing that car guys just wrote the check. They didn't even know.
They didn't know where it was going. Right.
But now they're having to actually learn the tools or be convinced that some of the tools that they just keep bleeding money for don't actually produce for them. You know what I mean? And so I'm just so thankful that we have somebody like you that's helping to connect the dots of all of the things that dealers are needing to kind of get a grip on. And sometimes it takes you a little while to sit there and just chew on it. You know, some of these big data decisions are not easy, decisions to make moves on. You got to sit there and give it the focus. And so many times the dealers want a couple of questions answered. And then they're ready to roll on, right? Sometimes there's some real value you need to look at and see. And I'm just so thankful that you're here to do that.
Yes.
And, man, welcome to the cafe again. And I feel like we're talking to you all the time. And we've never seen most of these people. It's incredible. But again, just a testament to what digital, marketing, what media can do
for
the connection of people. I mean, it's incredible. But
the future. It's actually not the future. It's the current. So
it's the now.
But yes. So, Michael, we got five questions for you this morning. And these five questions, they're a lot of fun. I want to get to know you a little bit more. The very first question I'm going to ask you is your why, your purpose. You know, we all wake up every day. We all need something to energize us. We need something in our head to make us say, you know what, I'm going to keep rocking. What is that for you?
Yeah, that's the most important question, the number one question. And I get that from one of my influencers on LinkedIn and across the internet, Simon Sinek.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the first time I saw his first TED Talk back in 2009, it's "What's Your Why?" Yeah. I was blown away. I was like, "What?" And since then, I've always used this symbol. It's an Irish symbol, but it was my late father's favorite symbol. And it's having to do with relationships. So it's called the clatter ring. And if you wear the clatter ring with your heart facing outwards, it means your heart is open. It means you're single. When you're wearing it the other way with the crown facing out, it means your heart is taken. Mm-hmm. So that's the meaning of it. But I had to kind of pivot back then on my why, and this is the perfect symbol for a business to know their why. So we love what we're able to do for our clients. We're loyal to our staff and clients, and we strive to build or establish lifelong friendships every single day. That fit right into what we're able to do. And we're building the tools like a mechanic, everything has to run seamlessly for it to work, but we've learned along the way that tool doesn't go with that part and it's not going to run correctly. We've had our lessons on that as well, to get it to a point where now 22 years into this, we've got a fine tuned machine that we're learning. My staff hasn't learned this yet, but when to say no. It's not about the money all the time. It's, hey, we have a system and a process that's proven to work. And you want to go a different direction, I don't know, because of your ego or because you want to prove something. That's fine. But we're not the right company for you. We're going to do it, and then we're going to do it in a way that's going to be successful, in a strategic way that's proven to be successful, rather than you dictating to us how we should use our tools to help you.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's not a match. Here's my number. Contact me when you go to somebody else that's going to burn you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But that's our why is we love what we're able to do. We are loyal and we seek friendships every single day. I'm not everybody's cup of tea or brew. Hey, that's just life.
We understand.
You know?
Yes.
Hey, Justin, everybody doesn't like you or me being you.
Right. True. Everyone's boat floats differently, right?
Right. Different strokes for different folks.
There you go, right? So, and that's okay. And that's what's beautiful about what we do is that it's no matter what you do in your career, whatever it is, you're not going to make everyone happy. When you put out a post, not everyone's going to think it's a positive post. They're going to think, well, you shouldn't have done it this way. There's always hate for something that you do, and that's okay, folks. One, there's two things you could do with the hate out there. One, you can take it in and take heed of it and go, you know what, I'll make some adjustments. Or two, you could just use it as motivation to be like, I want more people to think, you know what, I'm going to make them more aggravated. You know what I mean? So it's a fun world to be in, and it's a fun time to be in with all this stuff. And it's, you know, to have somebody like you out there doing what you do and having the attitude that you have, it makes it a lot more fun to understand these types of things. So, yeah, that why is a great why. I see what you're doing. I love what your company's doing. I love what – and your company is you. You know what I mean? And that's what I like about it, that's that whole entity of that style of life. When I think of you and your company, I think of that as one thing. You know, it's like a brand, one brand, right? And you do a really good job with that. You found your why. And much like when you talk about that, the reason why I start with the why is because of Simon Sinek. That's the very reason why it is my first question, because I do believe it all starts with the why. And when you get a why out, you know the rest of it falls into place. Because if you have that purpose, you have that reason in what you do. You have, I'm sure you even have more reasons in your life, but that was just your own for business. And with your father left that legacy, and then you're moving it on, you're carrying it on through your company, using the logo, using that as a way to show that, hey, look, we're here for relationships. We're here for love. We're here to be open to you, right? And I love that about you. And I know that. I mean, I could tell. We've known that about you since the day we met you. So kudos to you. So excited to have you
here. I'm consistent, man. I'm consistent, baby.
You know you are.
Man, love that word. That's, again, folks, the key that you're going to keep hearing out of many people in the social media world is going to be that word consistency. Mm-hmm. Applying a consistent method to the way that you approach your digital presence and your product presentation. In that, of course, we want to make sure that we do highlight so many things that are key about the consistency that there is with somebody that's going to succeed that has to pivot. I was telling the guys yesterday as we were going through our great news meeting and just being thankful and saying, guys, next year, there's going to be challenges. And guess what? The year after that, there's going to be challenges. And every single year you go through, there's going to be a marking challenge maybe for that year. Some bigger than others, right? COVID is a pretty big one, right? This is a paradigm-shifting occasion. But the thing is that so many of the solutions for this shift were available for dealers pre-COVID. These are not new inventions. These are not brand new ideas. These are just now people realizing that, hey, we actually are going to need that tool. We're actually going to need that boat. We're actually going to need that thing that gets us to the next side in our address to how to reach a customer. COVID just pushed some things in gear. It made some people just really just wash their hands.
Yes.
You know what
yes,
I'm saying? It's as simple as that inside of what it made it do, but it was always a good idea to have sanitizer and wash your hands. While we ran out of toilet paper, I don't know, you know what I mean, in some spots, but
still, it's like that right now. I mean, these shelves are getting thin with toilet paper again. I don't get it, but
simple,
it's doing it.
As a solution as toilet paper is, it was always there. It was always right there and available for people. They just didn't know that they needed it so bad, which is what's happening right now, I believe, inside of the actual the market, where people are starting to say, wow, some of these tools we actually might need to listen to. Why? Well, because our margin is shrinking. Our customer is buying differently. So if our customer is buying differently, even if just, say, 25% of your customer clientele get woke, right, and
that's
realize
right.
that they can buy in a different way and they don't have to go through your process, take 25% of your clientele that shifted the way that they buy and it sprinkled that across the many other dealers that are adjusting to it, right? Just consider that. I mean, I would love breaking it down to the mathematics because the math is never going to lie. The info is never going to lead you astray. If you look exactly at the seeds that go in, it's only going to bear so much fruit. And sometimes there's supernatural fruit that comes out of just a small handful of seeds. But no matter what, if you're not sowing seeds, you're not growing anything. The thing that grew most businesses, the thing that's grown us, right? The major expense that we have is marketing us, showing us without paying for ads. There's
right.
other ways to do it, but you're spending the money to market yourself. You're spending the time, the equipment, all of that stuff to get yourself out there. Otherwise, nobody knows who you are.
Right.
And then
exactly
why,
right.
when all of a sudden everybody's trying to figure out how to buy, you say, you know what? Let me stop telling you to buy from me. What sense does that make? You know what I mean? And I never understood that shift because you have to put money into the slot machine in order to get money out. So, you know, you never know when it's really going to hit, but you ain't going to get nothing out if you don't keep putting it in. Right?
Exactly.
That's just my two cents.
That I'm is it's two, that it's lose 2 cents.
There's a couple more from
hashtag. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but in the past month, I've never seen so many Carvana commercials as this month.
Come on.
They're constantly on. And I'm like, where are the other, you know, car companies doing TV ads?
Mm. You know, like they've local- come off. They've come completely off. They cut that out of their budget because
right.
they can't. Calculating that ROI has become so hard that they've just taken it out of the budget. And this is what Carvana, if anybody has seen the most recent, I'm so glad that you said that. The most recent Carvana commercial, I was telling Tiffany this. I said, that's exactly what most car guys said is why they won't be able to make it. Why? Because they can't appraise the trade. They just did a whole entire commercial off of how they'll show up with a check in hand for your car and drive it away from your house. Man, doesn't that sound good to somebody hanging out at home going through COVID, needing some money, waiting on a stimulus check? I got a clean, clear car sitting right there.
No,
I can turn that into cash right
no
now.
No doubt about it.
Are you kidding me? They've done it. So now they're doing it, and they're advertising exactly where car dealers
and
left
trust and
the
believe,
vacuum.
Their next
left
level
the
is,
for them to do it.
And the other thing people complain about, they don't really have a good subprime department. You know, and
what?
Guess what?
We know the guys.
We know
that developed that part of it, the trade-in.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we've had them on our
show. They were on the show.
They are no longer with Carvana. They are now doing their own thing. They're starting some new stuff. But, you know, Nicholas and Chris, you know, they're great people. They came on our show. They, you know, they helped develop a lot of stuff. They actually had their own, you know, own way of doing things. I love those guys. But they definitely, they left Carvana because they wanted to start doing stuff with Subprime, which is crazy, right? And they reached out to me, you know, the name Subprime Hero. So they reached out to me and Lou, and they were like, hey, you know, so they basically learned a lot of stuff from us, and then they still reach out, which I love about it. They still reach out to me and ask me ideas. If he has something new, he says, what do you think about it? I love that I get to have an opinion on things like that you know, that whole Silicon Valley feel, because that's what they are. These guys are like Stanford graduates.
They're smart,
you know,
people that
really smart, you know, like
people that know stuff.
And they're doing some really cool stuff. And the thing is, as smart as they are, we're geniuses in our career fields. You're a genius in your career field. So when they reach out to us, they know that we have that information that they're looking for. that information that they don't have, right? And I love to be able to do that. We like to do that. And, you know, that's what the whole digital world is. We've been able to do that, and we've been able to market ourselves. And, you know, Michael is a genius at all that type of stuff. So, it's so folks, all you guys out there who are looking for that type of help, make sure you reach out to Michael. Make sure you reach out to him ASAP, because he's going to do everything he can to help you think.
That's right. That's right. Well, what do you, I mean, on that, I mean, because this is a, and I don't want to get so caught up inside of the five-liner that I don't have enjoy the genius that we have with us.
Right.
Because these are key things that are going on, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff dealers don't know that's wrapped inside of your head, right? And guess what? There's only so much of it they need to know.
Right? Yeah.
They need to have somebody like you to trust.
The wise man once told me, a confused mind never buys.
Yeah, that's right. That's 100% sure. Mm-hmm. And the thing I believe, and I have that theory too, is that you got to keep it simple. You know that, and if you don't, it overcomplicates. It's like using big words and you assume that somebody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They don't. So when you use those words, they may agree with you, but at the end they're gonna be like, I don't want to buy
it. What was that?
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm buying. I don't know what a flux capacitor is. You know, what's going on here?
So it's like, never go back to 2020.
That's it, right. I don't think anybody will. They will go to the future of it or go to the past, no matter what part of the world they're in. You know, it's a unique year this year. You know, 2020 has been a year that I have been able to find a lot of gratitude in. You know, I've also had a lot of things that were crazy, you know. But I look at how amazing my network has become over this year. It's almost was forced onto you, you know, and it's not a bad thing. You know, a lot of people may not like that. A lot of people are like, oh, I just try to stay off social media. Well, guess what? We all had opportunity to learn what real social media was. We all got to understand how to use it. These Zoom meetings, these StreamYard meetings, all these meetings, Google meetings, whatever you were using, are using, you became better at. You became more proficient at. So in the future, you're going to be able to make it better, which in turn also made all these companies better too. You know, like companies like Zoom, they couldn't host so many people. They upgraded their systems. They made it to where people could have bigger meetings, have more consistent meetings. So there were so many solutions that came evolved from this. Now we're able to reach across the whole world, talk to so many people with the click of a button, and it's common to you now. It's not foreign anymore. You know, I think the biggest thing that all of us get into is that we don't want to do things that seem foreign, right? You're like, oh, man, that's just weird. But now that you've done it, and all of us pretty much have done it, if you're in the business world and you haven't done a Zoom meeting, I don't know what you're doing. But, the Zoom meetings have became huge, and they're so much fun. I've been part of a lot of ones where I just came in and watched and listened to people talk, right? I've also been able to be lucky enough to be a guest speaker on them. We've also hosted our own. When we first started doing our podcast, it was on Zoom. You know, we didn't know about, you know, we currently use StreamYard. Shout out to StreamYard. They do a heck of a job. I love it. And they're constantly upgrading their stuff, too.
You mean Duckhead, right?
Duckhead, yes. Duckhead. That's what he's called. I love it. You know, when I first, it would mess me up the first time I started using it. I was like, what was the name of that website again? I keep seeing the duck in my head, too.
Duck.
You know, we all know back in the 80s and 90s, Duckhead was a clothing line, folks.
I know.
I used to wear the crap out of that Duckhead stuff, man. You had the little Duckhead shorts, the, you know, khaki shorts with the Duckhead logo. That was like wearing a polo shirt back in the 90s. You know, it was so cool to have that Duckhead right there. So it was right around the same time as IOU and all those clothing lines. But yeah, man, no, but for real.
Have we even got to the second question?
No, we haven't got to the second question. We're just having a good
time. I love this. This is like, we always do this when we have guests that we have fun with, because we'll ask one question, and then it's like 30 minutes later, we're still on the first question.
Yeah, ask another one.
Is there a second question?
It's
all about the
water. We got a few to get through, right? As far as, I mean, connecting your why to what you're doing now, to how you can help other people and how you are finding a way to help other people. My main question to you is mainly for the listener or the watcher that is an entrepreneur, that is wanting to step into learning new things and being able to advance themselves forward. What would you say is the keys that they would have to start doing? I guess the one key they would have to start doing when approaching social media, or not social media, but big data right now. I don't mean social media, because data is incorporated in all of that, right? Social media is just a piece of it. What would you say people need to focus on right now?
Offline and online. I always, or I'm always preaching, get your reputation in order. Hmm. Because offline is just as important as online.
Yeah, no
doubt. If you don't have a good reputation offline, what makes you think that you're going to have a good reputation online?
Come on.
If you're a year or two into this, into your business, you have enough customers. If you survive the first 2 years or 3 years, you have enough customers that will say good things about you.
Yes.
So reach back and say, really appreciate your patronage, really help, you know, we just want your feedback on how your experience was with us. It's the language you use, mm-hmm. you know, and change your language, change your business.
Yes. That's so true.
I mean, culture, the key component for culture is a good language, right?
It's the third time.
In any culture, there is a specific language. I don't forget who it was I was listening to, but they were talking about how everybody has an accent. Everybody has an accent. Even our friend Melanie Borden. Melanie, you have an accent too, right? She would yell out there, I don't have an accent. Everybody has an accent.
Yeah, okay? You got that Jersey accent. And but it's an educated Jersey accent.
Yeah,
Melanie, you know you
But we all have an accent, and usually it's noticed by the person that doesn't speak like you, right? And because of that, we all have a way of doing life, but having that language that is understandable is what creates your culture. What creates your culture, of course, is then what promotes your brand and is what builds your reputation. So if the culture of your store is a horrible culture, well, guess what your reputation is going to be reflect? You're going to see that in your reviews. You're going to see that in your employees. You're going to see that in their lives.
Yep.
Right? All of those things are going to permeate based off of the culture, the type of language that you have there. And that's why it's so important that everybody is somewhat speaking the same language. Everybody is understanding each other to create that culture and knows what they're talking about when they do it and cares. You do a great job at making sure that people understand how you care, even if they don't even know what you're talking about, right? Even if they don't get some of the stuff that you're pointing out, right? Because you can drop just 3-4 sentences, and it's a whole lot of actual info that probably most people haven't got yet. They haven't heard. And so it's like some of the people with the big words, right? We would nod our heads like, yeah, Michael, maybe I need to know this. Maybe I need to know what you're talking about.
Right.
That's why it's so important that you listen to people that know something you don't know.
You know what? It's so funny you brought that up, because when I first brought into the car industry, there were certain words that are jargon for the car industry.
Oh, yeah.
And I hear, Fred, when you do your walk around, you say ups a lot. Mm-hmm. And people that don't know what an up is, they go, what's an up?
It's an unidentified problem.
Unidentified problem. That's all.
What I'm saying is that you got to learn the language of the people that you're talking to. And I learned to love this when I was 15, and we got a bunch of kids that went over to Ireland and played Irish football. And Irish football is kind of like rugby, soccer, American football. There's a goal, but there's a goalpost. So if you kick it over the ball, it's 1 point. If you kick it into the net, it's 3. Hmm. So it's a cool game. But when we were going over there, it's like these kids' baseball. They were going to kick our ass. but we were big boned. You know, the American kids walked over there, and we were a foot taller, you know, and you know, 14 pounds heavier than the kids. So we would kick their ass. But each town that each town that we went to, they had kids saying, wow, you talk funny. And it was in Ireland. So, of course, we talked funny.
Of course.
Right. But, you know, I'll never forget, Chris Zeff, we started chatting up these two girls.
And the two girls are saying, well, we're going to go down to the corner store here and bring us back some fags. But will you guys be here? And Chris and I looked at each other going, fags? No, you go get your fags. We're going to go in and play pool. In their culture, fags are cigarettes.
Yep, that's exactly right, yeah.
I didn't know.
No, it's different words, different
right, different language. Yeah, and I love that. You know, it's trying to figure out what language you're speaking so I can give it back to you.
And that's usually the only way that you can ever get your message across to them is if you want their language.
That's fact.
You know, you have to get their language. Or we have translate, right? Or we learn someone's language before we go to their country.
Just let it be known to all those startups out there, all right? You got an investor or whatever you're doing and trying to grow your own business. Whether you're marketing through TV, radio, print ads, or even if it's internet ads, or even if it's word of mouth, or if your best friend says, hey, go check out that company, 87% are going online first to check you out before they ever contact you.
Yeah.
So when I have that statistic in front of me, 87% are going to check on the internet. Where do they go? Well, Google is now a verb.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
Google.
They go to Google. So if you're not on Google with your 6 to 10 five-star reviews, you aren't trusted. And that's the simple fact of the matter is why we're strategically going after the reputation marketing, not management. You don't make any money managing anything. You make money marketing. So we take those five-star reviews and we make them into videos that rank. That's the secret sauce.
That rank. Yes, that is the secret.
So all 87 percent of the eyeballs are going to the page, and they're seeing a big, fat, five-star video.
Mm-hmm.
So that stops the shopping.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
You know, where else are you going to go? Well, you can go to your competitor in the next city over, but they look like everybody else.
Right.
And you have to stand head and shoulders above your competition. Or, you know what? You risk the point of being a commodity. Best price wins. Yeah. I don't care about, you've got to treat me nice because I'm a customer. Best price wins.
Which is a lot of how the car market has competed or put themselves in competition to do, right? Everybody buys the other thing to sell their product the cheapest and then get awards for that. Here's the award. You've sold the most cheapest cars on.
way to lose gross, buddy.
You
good job.
Amount of money.
All right.
The most. And we're going up next month. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. So, it's true though. You know, and it's what's so crazy about it. You know, the culture of the world has really changed around a lot. But you know, I'm excited about the future. I think that there's a lot of things that happened during this year that really opened people's eyes up, not just business, but in the world when it comes to people and all those types of things. It's key. You know, we all are human beings. We all are one human race. And I think that we all need to love each other as much as we possibly can. You know, I think it's crazy that we divide ourselves by our color, by our religions, by our, by our, you know, and a lot of stuff. There's so many reasons why people divide. Sports teams even. So it's crazy how we can force ourselves to divide, though we should all become one and we should all unite, you know, and I think that that's coming, and I think that people are starting to see that, and I think it's really a beautiful thing to see how every generation the culture divide is becoming less, how every generation the division of anything is becoming less, and I like that. I like that a lot, actually. So I'm real excited about that. I'm a person who's derived from two different cultures. You know, I'm from the United American culture, and then of course the Korean culture. You know, and I was raised by two amazing people who taught me the ways in both ways, and I feel very fortunate that I've been able to have my eyes open to a lot of things, which opens me to so many things and different ideas and different people. And I don't look at people as okay, this is that person's going to be this way because they look like this, right? That has nothing to do with it. Trust and believe that. But, you know, my question for you, my third question I'm going to have for you, Michael, today, it's going to be a little bit bringing it back to the past a little bit. All right. So before you got into what you do now, I you know, I've done some research on you, of course. You know, I've known you for a while now. What did you do before you got into this digital marketing?
Great question. Just out of college, couldn't find a job. So I got my buddies and we started painting houses.
Right on.
When I started going, okay, I didn't graduate college to paint houses.
what?
So what? So of course, graduating with a political science degree, where are you going to go? Well, I moved down to D.C. Worked on Capitol Hill as an intern. Hated it. and so I kept my part-time job, which became a full-time job, which was bartending.
Hey.
And I learned a lot about human psychology.
That's a heck of a cool job to learn. That really does. And not to mention, it makes sense. Now it's all starting to make sense to me. Now I know where you got this personality from and this quick wit. All right, keep going. Sorry.
Murphy's Irish Pub.
Buddy.
Great story about Murphy's Irish Pub is it's a tourist trap. It's right in the middle of Old Town Alexandria, which is right across the river from D.C. Mm-hmm. And Murphy's, at the time, they said, hey, Larkin, you're going to be doing the Sunday NFL ticket.
Oh, man.
Okay, great.
Big tips.
I choose the New England Patriots. I'm going with home team. They said, no, hold your horses. You're going to have to let the people during the summer vote on it. I'm like, vote on it? I'm not going to be here till 4 o'clock in the morning cleaning up the bar only to mess it up at 8 o'clock in the morning the next day watching a team that I don't like. Well, Larkin, that's just the way it is. Okay. So everybody that summer that had a Patriots hat or a Red Sox hat or Celtics jersey would get the form. Hey, fill that out for me.
That's smart.
Right?
Yeah.
So the day before the final count, I was counting up the votes. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm down by 7. And that was the year Joe Montana was the first year that he played for the Chiefs.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
Chiefs were winning by 7. I'm like, damn! So that day, a busload of nuns came in from Boston.
Sounds like a joke.
They needed a beer. They're like, hey, we need a beer.
They came in for lunch, and all of a sudden, I was back in the kitchen area snapping off pencils in half and trying to sharpen them so every one of the nuns got a ballot.
Oh my God.
And you know, Sister Regina or whatever, she got in my face. She goes, what are you doing, sir? I'm just filling out the ballot for our football. We don't like football. Sister, just put in New England. And we won by 6 votes or 7 votes.
So let me tell you a story, guys.
That is a blessing from above.
Yeah,
let's go, Patriots!
They sucked at the time, but you know what?
Yeah. That was when they were horrible. But hey, you know, I know because they're not, that time, I don't even remember. I didn't even know there was a team there.
I'm a loyal fan.
I'm messing with you. I'm a Dolphins fan, right?
Just coming from a Dolphins fan.
I'm a Dolphins fan, and of course, I can't stand the Patriots. I have respect for them, but they've been in, except for this year. I don't mind playing them this year. This year's been – I'll play him all year this year. Let's keep going.
Dan Marino killed me, man.
In the 80s and the 90s, he dominated you guys. But as soon as he retired, you guys said, smack, smack, we're taking over this division. Smack, smack, smack. And then you guys have just dominated it ever since. And that division, it's a unique division. You know, you with the Bills, you know, of course, the Bills and the Jets, you know, those guys – They're never there. And then the Dolphins. So you guys have always had, and don't take this the wrong way, but in the last 20 years, you guys have had a watered-down division. It's been very few that the Dolphins were good, very few that the Jets were good, and very few that the Bills were good. The Bills haven't been good since 91 through 94, right? And so it's definitely something funny to me. But, I you know, a lot of respect for the Patriots. What a great club. What a tradition they have. could be.
If you, you know what? Our time is done, though.
Oh, man. It's not the same right now, for sure. But you know, that's the thing. Like, you know, you see what Tom Brady really was. And we all were curious. We were like, hey, what is Tom Brady going to be when he leaves there? He's still a heck of a quarterback. He's still really good. He still throws – well, he threw two picks last night, just saying. But and they didn't win. I watched that. I watched the whole game. He did bring them back to have a chance to win. But they just didn't pull it off, man. Their defense was kind of letting that other team all day just get all up in them. But it was a fun game to watch. Tom Brady is a unique, great athlete. You know, I shouldn't say an athlete. He's just a great quarterback because he's not the most athletic looking guy. I mean, you've all seen him run. My goodness, the guys! I swear that my son, when he was 6 years old, had better form than him when he ran. So I was like, all right. But anyway,
yeah, he's Mr. Plastic.
No, that's
Plastic, fantastic.
I think it's cool that you were a bartender. I think it's cool that you got to have that part. Let me ask you this question, though. After you did the bartending, what did you do?
We segued into restaurant management. Mm-hmm. And, you know, therefore, I was responsible for everybody, you know, and that was different. I had to do the cooking when the cook was called in with a hangover. So I'm flipping burgers. Or, you know, basting ribs because I work in a barbecue place.
Right on.
You know, or make the salads. The salad girl called in sick.
I can't wait.
All of a sudden, I'm having to do the bartending and the salads. Good times. Very busy place in Arlington, Virginia. Very, very busy place. Great experience. Mayhem. But, you know, controlled chaos is what I called it.
Lou and I have been to Arlington recently. Yeah. It's a cool little town, man. It's really growing a lot. They got a lot of big buildings there now. But good little town, though.
Towards the bridge where you go and go into Georgetown, that up the hill is where I worked. It's a this building is square. It's a cube. It's crazy. But it was called Red Hot and Blue. Right. It was Memphis Barbecue.
Get you some of that.
Hey, yes,
Alex is one. Alex was wanting to know if you had one of those bad those bar jokes. You got a good one?
Oh my God! put me on the spot.
He's like, actually, there was a bunch of nuns that walked in a bar.
You know, yeah,
bus full of nuns.
Pull into the bar.
You know, going back to what you said, Fred, was, you know, it's all coming together. I live in Hartford, Connecticut, where it's 100 miles from Boston and 100 miles from New York City. And we're the Red Sox Yankees DMV or DMZ.
Yeah, I could imagine.
So my next door neighbor that I grew up with likes the Yankees, and I'm a lifelong Red Sox fan, and we're never going to change.
No.
Nah. I still am like a brother, but I'm not going to go to the Yankees.
No. No.
So, but a joke right off the top of my head, you know, hey, how's it going, Norm? It's a dog-eat-dog world, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Aren't we all? Aren't we all, my friend? Aren't we all? Yes, good one. All right, so number three.
All right, so actually, you just did number three.
I thought that was number three.
Sorry, I want to keep it going.
But.